New Moon Meditation. Withdraw your consciousness from the personality and its vehicles, and enter deeply into the presence of the soul. Feel yourself established as a soul within the field of light, love, and spiritual power. Merge yourself as a soul into a deep sense of the group soul. Imaginatively, unite in soul with the spiritually minded people of the world and with the men and women of goodwill. Visualize the group soul merging into the one soul of humanity. Realize that there is no my soul and thy soul. Deeply realize, naught is but me. Open imaginatively to the higher worlds of wisdom, the spiritual triad, and act as if it is possible for you to receive impression from these worlds. In the presence of this great light of the spiritual triad, attempt to feel the presence of the Great White Brotherhood, the Lodge of Masters, the spiritual hierarchy of our planet. Inwardly and with heartfelt gratitude, offer your salutations to the Christ, the head of the spiritual hierarchy, the teacher alike of angels and men, and to his co-workers, the masters of wisdom. Sound the Om as you offer salutations to the Christ, the Master of all Masters. Sound the Om as you offer salutations to the Triangle of Masters with whom we work most closely. Sounding Om in salutation to Master Moreya. Om in salutation to Master Kutumi. Om in salutation to Master Dwal Kul. Om in salutation to your own master as you conceive him or her to be. Om salutations to the spiritual hierarchy of our planet. Imaginatively, raise your thought to Shambhala, the center where the will of God is known. And with deepest reverence and in all humility, attempt, identified as the group soul, to attune with the presence of Sanat Kumara, standing at the center of Shambhala. Consider him as the head of the one fundamental school of occultism in Shambhala, and the fount of inspiration as we seek to bring a little of the greatest light into the lighted magnetic aura of the group, and from thence direct it into the consciousness of humanity. Sound a long, silent Om as you imagine the divine will and divine purpose descending from Shambhala, seeking to impress the lower spheres one by one. Imagine the will of God from Shambhala pouring into the divine contemplatives, the Nirmanakayas, on the monadic plane. Realize that as registrants of the purpose, they focus the divine will and purpose of Shambhala. Sound a long silent om, imagining the members of the spiritual hierarchy attuning with the divine contemplative and receiving onto the atmic plane as much of the divine purpose as they can grasp. Realize that the members of the spiritual hierarchy are custodians of the plan, working to receive divine purpose and to formulate it as divine plan. Attempt to attune as a group to the divine plan, as it is conceived in the minds of the spiritual hierarchy of our planet. Sound a long, silent om, imagining a small portion of this great plan impressing the new group of world servers and our group and individual consciousness. Imagine this descending portion strengthened by the spiritual will and qualified by the energy of the particular zodiacal sign now in power. If you are performing this meditation at the exact moment of the new moon, pause at some length for the moment of the new moon at this point in the meditation. Let the new moon moment and the minutes surrounding it be moments of profound impression. In the light of the impressed descending energies, qualified by the sign of the zodiac presenting in power, ponder on tiny energy seed from the divine plan, which has impressed itself upon your consciousness. Try to understand the potentials of this energy seed and how it could be grown into a plan which could be considered part of the divine plan, whichever seeks to manifest itself on earth. Scan the planet with its several kingdoms of nature, including the human kingdom, for evidence that processes related to this energy seed, qualified by the particular sign of the zodiac in power, have begun to manifest. Scan the mineral kingdom. Plant kingdom. The animal kingdom. The human kingdom. The Kingdom of Souls. David Kingdom. Imaginatively focus your will, your love, and intelligence to promote the constructive energizing and growth of such processes so that the divine plan may be more completely fulfilled. Believe that these benevolent processes will, in time, come to fruition. Come to fruition and imaginatively see this happening. Sound the great invocation, distributing God's light, love, and spiritual power to the world. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. Of love within the heart of God. Let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. Center where the will of God is known. Let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. from the center, which we call the race of men. Let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Sound three Om's.